Just one halakha. There are some people that are makpid on Motzei Chag. They wait for the rabbi to buy the hametz back before they benefit from it. There's a way to get around that, where you should be able to benefit from it immediately without having to worry when the rabbi is going to buy it back. The assumption is that when you make the sale with the goy, so really after the holiday he owes you all that money. He makes a down payment for the hametz before the holiday, and then after the holiday he's supposed to come up with the millions of dollars that he owes us. Of course, most of the time, you know, he just foregoes it and he doesn't make the payment, and then we get to get the hametz back. But the poskim say that the goy doesn't care if you start eating the hametz a little early. He'll just deduct it from his what he owes. And therefore, technically, you really don't have to worry, you know, what time the rabbi is selling it back. Especially today, in most of the shtarot that they write, they add that clause that we'll be able to benefit from it right after the holiday, and whatever we eat, we'll deduct from whatever you owe us. And you could assume that, you know, the goy accepts that deal. Chaim Ben Sion said you should write it beferush. You should explicitly write that clause in the conditions when you sell the hametz. If you didn't write it, he says, then you should wait until the actual purchase is done. But again, it would be a good idea for the rabbis to add that one clause in, so then you really don't have to start worrying about the time factor. Sometimes right away after the Chag, they want to eat something that they have accessible to them. They don't have bread that they had in the freezer or something like that. They want to take it out. Sometimes it takes the rabbi some time to get to the goy and so on and so forth, especially after the weekend, Motzei Shabbat. So therefore, again, there's what to rely on, that even if a person didn't wait for the Rav, that's the way Nir Tzion writes, Meikar Adin, En Isu Lishtamesh B'Hametz Miyad B'Tzet HaChag, Lefi Shebemechira HaMetzuya B'Zmanenu Yadua, Shanukhrim Maskim, Shishtamshu B'Hametz Shemachru Lo, V'Yafchitu Lo Me'Hashbon Adamim, V'Al HaRov Gam Mefurash HaDavar B'Shtar. Most of the time it's actually written in the Shtar itself. But again, the Ketahila, it's better for the rabbis to actually write it in the shtar itself, so we avoid all problems. Again, one should not eat hametz. In Eretz Yisrael, one should wait till Rabbeinu Tam, which is 72 minutes after sunset. In America, you do not have to wait 72 minutes. The second day of the holiday is already the Rabbanan. So therefore, there's no need to wait for the Humrav Rabbeinu Tam on Yisud Rabbanan. So therefore, right after the Hag is over, this year it happens to be Motzei Shabbat, so Shabbat anyway, wait for the Rabbeinu Tam usually. But Yan Hametz clearly is only Yisud Rabbanan at most. So therefore, one would be able just to wait, 35 minutes or 40 minutes, whatever he would normally wait for a rabbinical Yisud.
Rabbi, beautiful last night. Thank you very much.